very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Happy Saturday. We thank you so much for taking the time to check out our show this morning, and we welcome you. So the number to reach us, we would love to have you be a part of our topic today. The number is 855-454-5905, and today we're discussing marriage encouragement. It's difficult enough, so if you need encouragement or you simply want to encourage, today's show is specially tailored for you. 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, and here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
I'm great, Tiffany. Good morning to you. And of course, good morning to all our friends who are listening, whether in Philadelphia, Charlotte, North Carolina, or around our cities and even online around the world. So we thank you so much for joining us. As Tiffany said, I am Marcos Mercado, your host of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Here on Praise, your inspiration station, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Our God in heaven, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for this time, God. I pray that we are able to allow you to encourage us through your word, Father. Give us as well the words that come from you and all our listeners and callers, Father, that they would have the courage to be encouraged, God. And also, if you've already encouraged them, that they would make the decision to get on the air and encourage one another. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As always, we hope and pray that your today's program would encourage, inspire you, and empower you towards having a great relationship. So we have a theme scripture here of the day, and as we speak about encouragement, you know, first of all, like, who doesn't need encouragement? I mean, really, we need it all the time. And so I want to start off with this scripture here from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 12, simply reads, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that indeed, none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." All right. So what happens here is, man, every day we need this encouragement because the sin's deceitfulness can harden our hearts. Mm-hmm. It really can. You know, I reminded this week, I was reading something. It reminded me of a story I heard a long time ago, and I love this story. But, you know, it was a young lady who was having a really hard time with life. And so she goes to her father, and this guy really wanted her, the dad wanted to teach her a great lesson that she won't forget, you know, not in a mean way, but just really kind of sparking her interest, wanted to encourage her. And so he takes her to the kitchen, and he boils three separate pots of boiling water. And then in one pot, he sticks carrots in there. And in the other pot, he puts a couple of hard-boiled eggs. In the third pot, he puts coffee beans. And so as he lets them boil for a while, when they're done after a few minutes, he asks his daughter, "Okay, now touch the carrots. What happened to them?" And it's like, "Well, they went in hard, but they came out really mushy and soft." It's like, "What about the eggs?" "Well, they were always hard on the outside, but now if you crack them open, they're also hard on the inside." What was once just a liquidy kind of soft, kind of substance now became hardened. And then finally, it's like, "What about the coffee beans?" And they changed the color, texture, smell, everything, and even taste of the water. And he says, "Now, which one are you?" You know, the three had the same environment. You can all go through the hard times the same, but we react differently. Some fall apart, get all mushy. Others, we harden ourselves and harden our hearts. But really, I believe the lesson to learn is, you know, do we act like the coffee bean who actually remains the same but impacts those around you, changes things around you? And so we all need encouragement. This morning, we want to encourage you not to lose yourself and you know, get bent out of shape. Or we don't want you to harden your hearts. We want you to make a difference. I believe that's what God is calling us to do. So which one will you be this morning? Again, we want to hear from you. Go ahead and pick up the phone. Tiffany, let's give them that number.
The number is 855-454-5905.
You know what I realized, too? It's a lot of couples, you know, that call me or want to get together or are, you know, really feeling like they urgently, in terms of an emergency, need to have some type of counseling. I tell you, I'm not saying that people don't need counseling. I believe in it 100%. But a lot of times it's because they're just not encouraged. They don't have people in their lives that really build them up. And so what I believe in, I believe every married couple, and if you're single, you need this as well, that you should have people in your life, hopefully more than one, but at least one person in your life, generally just a group of people in your life that would encourage you all the time. Now, you should do that in return as well. It shouldn't be a relationship where all you do is get encouraged, but you don't encourage them.
Encourage anybody.
But really having relationships where you're encouraged. And we all know those, right? It's easy to find those people that will discourage you all the time. I mean, try something. You know, you're going to try something new. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to save money and get out of debt. And there are always those naysayers.
Yeah.
There are always those, why are you doing that? That's not going to work. That's not what you need. I'm talking about people who will encourage you. And you also got to realize what encourages you. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I had a buddy of mine who used to send me a scripture every day. It was the scripture of the day. And I realized, you know, that didn't encourage me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just didn't do it for me. And I would say, listen, why are you doing this? And he's like, well, I just want to encourage. And I said, you know what will encourage me, really? Mm-hmm. If you share with me how the scripture is changing your life. Like, share... Don't just share a scripture. I can grab a random scripture, but share how this convicted you, how this motivated you, how this inspired you. If you share your personal story with it, then I'm encouraged because it's like, wow, it's working for you. It can work for me. And so that's what I realized for me. Now, maybe some people, that scripture by itself would do it. Amen. Right. But it didn't do it for me. You know, others, you know, the Bible teaches in Matthew 28 that we all need, you know, not only to get right with God and become disciples, become followers of Jesus, and then get baptized. But it says to be taught to obey. We need people in our lives. You know, if you're single, trust me, you need a lot of help in how to find that right person because your emotions can get in the way. You need input. Like, hey, look, you know me. You think this is a good fit. What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. This is what we're going through. What do you think? And if you're married, you absolutely need that because sometimes marriage gets discouraging and you want someone who's been through it. You're parenting. You want someone who's doing a great job. And what I tell people is I don't think anyone should dictate who should encourage you. But you should be mature enough to find, okay, these are couples. I'm encouraged by their life, their marriage. So once again, we want to hear from you. We want to encourage you. But if you need encouragement, we want to hear from you as well. We will encourage you as well.
All right. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. Let's go to New Jersey and speak with Vince on line one. New Jersey, Vince, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning. Good morning. We appreciate it, Vince. Now, what is your comment or question for us this morning?
Well, a comment. It's two. First, I'd like to thank you because you're always encouraging to people who are married, to people who are going through the struggle and the changes. You're also a huge source of inspiration that if you are going through things, that you are not alone because we all seem to suffer some of the same ills or go through some of the same trials.
Well, thank you. We thank you so much. We appreciate that encouragement. It always feels good, right? I think that, you know, it's not always easy taking our Saturday mornings and making sure that we're here encouraging folks. But thank you. Thank you so much for that. So you want to offer that encouragement to us. Now, what would you say is the greatest source of encouragement when you turn on the radio and you listen to our show?
Well, the biggest source of encouragement is the dialogue, the simple fact of expressing it. To hear people get it out and to know that, you know, you're not in the struggle alone. And also the biggest part is that, one, you're very inspirational, Wayne. I love the way that you always take people directly to the Bible. It's not coming thus far how, you know, it's in your head, but it's coming to you how God gives it to you, which is huge. I mean, it cuts all doubt and it cuts through all the pretensions and lies that Satan has when you come straight out of the Bible. That's one of the biggest encouraging parts for me. The other is the simple fact that a lot of people are vastly realizing that marriages are under attack by Satan heavily.
Absolutely.
And this has been since the beginning because marriage is actually the first institution put together by God.
That's true.
As he attacked Adam with Eve, he attacks men and women to sin, to break up, to ruin the actual family structure.
Okay. Well, Vince, I'm encouraged. I believe our listeners are encouraged as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Well, that's what we strive to do, to continue to be an inspiration to so many. But you definitely uplifted our hearts by your encouragement. Vince, thank you again.
All right.
Thank you. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Take care. And we want you to stay right there. Don't touch that dial. We have to take a break, but we'd love for you to be a part of the conversation. We're offering up encouragement, or if you need encouragement, give us a call. If you want to offer up encouragement, or if you need encouragement, give us a call this morning. 855-454-5905. Stay right there. More conversation continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're talking about marriage encouragement. If you need encouragement or you would like to offer encouragement, we would definitely love to hear from you today. The number is 855-454-5905.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and really quickly, before we go to the phone lines, just answer or respond to a comment here on Facebook. So if you've not done this already, we encourage you to go to facebook.com/beyondthevows and hit the like button. Get in on the conversation. And we posted the question this morning. Do you need encouragement about your relationship? Give us a call. 855-454-5905. And Amanda made a comment there. She says, no, if I have a relationship with God first and then adjust my life to his will, his ways and his purpose, my relationship with my husband, whomever God chooses, because I am single, I will not need any encouragement because God will lead us both. And to Amanda and all those who are single, and you think that way, let me tell you, you are not always going to be what you need for each other. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just the truth. Mm-hmm. Having officiated hundreds of wedding ceremonies, I can tell you that many couples get carried away and they even make vows that they cannot keep. Like, mm-hmm. I would always do this. I would never do that. And you know right. what? Chances are you will hurt one another. That mm-hmm. is just the reality of mm-hmm. our sinful nature and who we are. So we always need outside encouragement. That's why the Bible says, as our theme scripture is today, Hebrews chapter 3, that brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another daily. Mm-hmm. We need this all the time. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and go to our phone calls.
Absolutely.
Right now we have Dr. Harold Arnold, who's a friend of ours, who's been on our show before. He is waiting, I believe, patiently in line two, on line two. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning. Good morning, Brother Good morning. Marcos and Delaware Valley.
All right. Here we are. And of course, I know we're going to see you in a little bit. I believe we have an event later on at a New That's Covenant right. in Philadelphia. But we're talking about encouragement. Like, let me ask you this, because you're one of the people that put together that event, specific event called Red Hot Marriages, because you believe right. couples need encouragement in so many areas. What exactly are you doing and why and what do you think about couples needing encouragement?
Amen. Well, first of all, it's an awesome topic and so central to marital health and marital growth. And in fact, you know, aligning with what God has us to be. I mean, as you said, there's a plethora of scriptures that talk about encouragement. And Paul says, encourage one another and build one another up. One of the scriptures says, according to their needs, you know, and it just taps into that idea that we really have to listen to one another in order to understand what those needs even are. And so, so what we're doing is offering a marriage conference that our prayer is that it encourages everyone in attendance that we're dealing with, whether we're talking about financial encouragement, whether we're talking about communication skills, whether we're talking about having healthy boundaries in your marriage, you know, a number of different topics all aimed at encouraging couples in to build one another up according to their needs. And that's today from 9 a.m., starting in about 40 minutes, till 3:30 p.m., and we're excited that you're going to be a part of that this afternoon.
All right, well, thank you. Well, we're excited as well. And Dr. Harold, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate the encouragement. And listen, if you need encouragement, go ahead and give us a call. You can find out more about what's going on around our cities. Go to Facebook.com. Dr. Harold Arnold, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Amen. Thank you for all you do. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too.
Take care. Let's go to line one and speak with Vi, calling in from Delaware. Vi, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so what do you need encouragement? Are you offering encouragement?
I'm calling because I feel I need encouragement right now. I do want to, first of all, thank you guys for the great sacrifice that you make by just being here and doing what you do. I do appreciate it. What I called in to say was, you know, why does it seem so challenging to find counselors, marriage counselors, who are committed to the call and, you know, who you don't have to pay a fee for because maybe you can't afford it, not that you don't want to sow into their life. But I spend a lot of time encouraging other couples. But when it comes to my own marriage, I find that there is no one to speak over my own marriage. You know, people will tell you that they're praying for you or whatever, whatever. But just trying to get down to the real nitty-gritty of basic day-to-day issues. You know, a lot of times it's very challenging trying to communicate when you have a partner who won't really talk about real issues. You know, sometimes people can continue to go on throughout their life and pretend that there's not even a problem. And I have a problem with that, you know, because I don't, you know that you go through various struggles. You know, we understand that. However, I don't have a problem going through with you as long as I know we're going through together.
Sure.
We can work through it together. But communication is the major problem in my marriage. And when I do try to communicate some things to people I feel I can confide in, I find that they have a tendency to be biased. I don't want people being biased, you know, in my situation. I want you to tell me the truth based on the word of God. I want you to tell me what I'm doing wrong, what you feel he's doing wrong. You know what I mean? I don't want you to take sides with me because you're my friend.
Okay. Can I just interject for a moment? I think, there are going to be those friends that are going to side with you and probably just listen to you. And that's good that you need that as well. You need some people who just will listen to be an ear. But there are those times we need those who are going to encourage us and tell us what we need to hear, not necessarily what we want to hear.
Exactly.
Because encouragement is not just making someone feel good. The Bible says, you know, wounds from a friend could be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. You know, you don't want someone that no matter what, you know, you call your girlfriend and tell her that you were really mean to your husband and you were rude. And she's like, that's right. He deserved it. No, that's not what you need. You need someone that's going to bring you back to the word of God and say whether he deserved it or not. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 to submit to your husband out of reverence for Christ. Meaning that you still have to do the right thing. And so what I've learned, I said this earlier, Vi, I said that we need discipling. We need people in our marriages. And, you know, that doesn't cost anything other than sacrifice and time. And usually the best place to find a discipling partner is in a church setting. Someone that is another couple, usually around either beyond your years and have a little bit more experience in marriage, or someone right where you are. Because what happens is they've been through a lot of the things you've been through. Like, how long have you been married?
I've been married 20 years.
All right, you've been 20 years. So really, you want to find other couples who've been married around that time. And what you do is just saying, listen, I need you, you need me, because you're going to be able to see things in their marriage as well that you could encourage them with. Even if you're going through something, you're not blind. You'll be able to see it and say, listen, you need this. But hopefully it's someone that's a little bit beyond what you're doing, meaning that you look at their marriage, you're saying communication is a challenge in your relationship. Well, I pray that you look for a couple that you see that their communication has grown a lot throughout the years, that you love how they speak with each other. One of the things I've learned early on for more mature couples is that once a week, they will set time just to talk about the relationship. Because if you don't do that, just time goes by and you're not dealing and talking about things you really got to talk about. So my wife and I have a date night. That's not the time to talk about our own issues. But we also plan throughout the week. Let's sit down. Let's talk about our finances. Let's talk about our relationship. Let's talk about raising our kids. Let's talk about our future. And we sit down and we talk about these things. That's so key. But guess what? If you and your husband don't see eye to eye, that other couple can help you resolve some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't cost anything.
I, I'm praying that the Lord would lead me to that couple. I have reached out to other couples who are, as you identify, you know, and it just didn't work out, you know, meaning that they never responded, or initially they told me they would count for us, and then they didn't, you know, things of that nature. I've reached out more than once to older couples and sought counseling. Of course, these couples are pastors and their wives, and things just didn't work out, so I'm still praying and asking the Lord to direct me. Of course, my husband doesn't feel that he needs to speak to anybody but God, and that's the deception part. You know what I mean?
Sure. And you know what I would offer you, if you stay on the line, I believe you mentioned you're in Delaware. That's where I'm at. And a lot of times we have events. Many of them are even free, where we just get together as married couples to encourage one another. So I want to give you more information on that. If you can just hold on and speak to our producer, Larry, you'll just get more information there. Or if you just go to praisephilly.com, send me a message. Mm-hmm. We can stay connected that way. But, Vi, thank you so much for calling. I tell you, if you seek, the Bible says you will find.
Right.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for calling this morning.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome.
Take care. All right. Let's go to line 3 and speak with Armanda from Charlotte. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I thank God for your show. I just want to let everybody know how my husband has encouraged me when he went through breast cancer. And every day he encouraged me, because it was times I felt like I was wanting to give up, throw in the towel, whatever the case was. But I thank God that I value my vows. And through, you know, through sickness, through health, you know, I have been there. And he has been there, and he has been there to encourage me along the way, and, you know, just to let me know to look to the hills will come my help, and know my help comes from above. And I just thank God for my husband. You know, God has, you know, brought him through. It has made him humble, and not only humble, but God has also given him wisdom, you know, along with that. So I just thank God that, you know, he went through what he went through, and then on top of that, he was able to encourage me, and God blessed him with wisdom and to be more humble.
So this is your husband's the one that went through the breast cancer.
Yes, he went through breast cancer.
In spite of that, he was the one encouraging you through this.
Right.
Which is amazing, right? You would have thought he would need the encouragement, but he's there giving to you. Now, what is your husband's name?
My husband's name is Donald.
Donald. Sounds like you got yourself a keeper. You got yourself a great man who,
I
in spite
do,
of
I
the challenges.
I thank God every day. You know, trials and tribulation, they come, but, you know, we have to, you know, thank God. Say, God, I thank you. You know, help me to, you know, give me the strength to get over this mountain, you know. And we just have to take things as they come.
Absolutely.
Whether they're good and bad. And,
well,
you know,
well,
we
let
have
me
to,
say
you know,
this.
Sift it out, you know, among, between us.
I got you. Let me add this. And absolutely, you need to thank God. But you know what? What I've learned is that challenging times, trials and tribulations bring out who we are. And so it just shows that your husband is a man of character. He's a man of deep convictions, and that's so encouragement. So for that, we just want to say thank you, Donald and Armanda. Thank you so much for inspiring and encouraging us by the story of your husband. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Right.
Absolutely.
Take care. And again, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We look forward to hearing from you. We are talking about marriage encouragement today. If you need encouragement, or if you'd like to offer encouragement, give us a call, 855-454-5905.
Absolutely. And you know, my wife's name is Amaryllis. She is so encouraging. And I tell you, I feel built up. I'm definitely a lucky and blessed man to have her in my life. And just yesterday, she sent me this text message. You know, I love modern technology because, you know, you can think of someone, they could be on your mind, and you can literally just say, let me send them a text. Let me call them. Let me email them that way. Or let me hit them up on Facebook, whatever you are. So I want to encourage you, do that for your spouse. It brings a lot out. Or you could just do it the old-fashioned way. Write them a little card, a note, and let them know how much you appreciate it. But to take the time to do that, that's a little extra step. It goes a long way. And so I want to read something here. I'm not trying to embarrass my wife, Amaryllis, but I'm so encouraged by what she wrote me yesterday, and I'm going to read it. It says, I'm so grateful to God for allowing me to be your wife. I was thinking and smiling as I think of all I have been able to accomplish since being married to you. Thank you for inspiring and calling me higher. I've been able to overcome and do things I never would have done without you. Thank you for believing in me. I love and I can love that I can do anything I set my mind to do because of your faith in me. Pray that I can confidently do a great job today. Love you and see you soon. And my wife started getting into photography, and she always felt like she wanted to go from a hobby to actually being able to make some money. And she had her first paid gig. She was really excited. She worked hard. She worked for about almost 10 hours in the wedding, the pre-shots, and all the way until the end of the wedding. And I know she did a fantastic job. They loved her. The other photographer she was working with has many more jobs along for her. So she's excited, but she was nervous. And we encouraged her with just a little bit of encouragement. She went and took this from a little hobby into something that she's really doing. I mean, she's doing it.
That's great.
And so that's what we need one another for. We need to encourage. Sometimes, and that simply means just put a little bit more courage into someone.
Yeah.
Encourage you, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something you need. You know, let us know what it is. Let your spouse know what it is. Or maybe you need to have your eyes and ears open to what God is trying to say your spouse may need so that you can encourage them. And so encouragement, a little bit even, goes a long way.
Yes, indeed. And we all need it. So that's great. If you have some encouragement stored up in your experience that you would like to offer to someone today, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're feeling discouraged and you just need to hear an encouraging word, we invite you both to give us a call. 855-454-5905. Let's go back to the phones. We have Reverend Dr. Kenneth Curry joining us for some encouragement. Good morning, Reverend Dr. Kenneth Curry. Welcome
to
the program.
How are you?
Good morning. Well, we're doing awesome. We're definitely blessed by God to be here this morning and to be able to offer encouragement to so many who need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do a lot of counseling, you know, and so just a couple of months ago, I did a segment seminar for the men more so, and also there were a lot of women that joined in, but the segment was based on, will the real Adam please stand up?
Mm.
And so this was designed to reacquaint our men with our responsibilities as men, because we are that Adam in our household. And so, you know, we cannot expect the women to conduct themselves in the way if we're not taking the front end of it. And so I know it's our fault because we faltered. And so a lot of women felt like they had to take the front end of it and went out and did things. And so now it's made it harder for the men that are trying to take their rightful place because, you know, a lot of the people, women now, they don't want to get that place back. But, you know, that's our fault. So we have to come back in and reacquaint ourselves with what our true purpose, what God designed us to do. And so, you know, we go all the way back to Genesis where he said that, you know, we were supposed to be fruitful, multiply, and subdue. The word subdue means to take control.
Absolutely. I have a question for you. May I ask you something? You talked about your event that you just put up not too long ago about where, I guess, titled, Will the Real Adam Please Stand Up? Now, what is that based on? Because I know Adam didn't stand up, right? His wife went ahead and sinned, and then he followed along. He followed suit instead of being the one to say, no, honey, we ain't doing this. God said, you know, he didn't do anything. And then when God held him accountable, he tried to blame Eve. So what exactly was the...
What I was referring to was the second Adam. I'm sorry, I should have made it clear. I brought in the... I showed in the seminar what was the fall of man and what we had to do with the second Adam. We get a fresh start to restart it and rebuild it. And so we have to use a second example.
I got you. Jesus being the second Adam. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
well, that makes a lot more sense because I'm like, all right, where are you going with this? Because you went to Genesis. All right, well, obviously we know, right, we fall short, but we have an example that was perfect, which was Jesus, and that example can call us higher. It does call us higher.
Well, the reason I went back to Adam, because that was the first commandment that God gave to us, and he never took that back. He said, my word shall not return unto me void.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are still in play, but we had a better example of it by Christ, He said, you know, there are three things that I taught that we must do. Mm-hmm. I said, we love the Lord thy God with all our heart and our neighbor as ourselves. But the third thing is you love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
Absolutely.
And so that is the climax to where we have to learn how to love one another. And you know, we need to look at God's design, because God's design for the marriage is perfect.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much. We appreciate the encouragement. Appreciate the conversation. Dr. Kenneth, you have a great and awesome day. Thank you.
All right. Take care. If you're just tuning in, it's Praise, your inspiration station. We are Marriage Beyond the Vows. The number to reach us, 855-454-5905. Let's go to Gloria calling in from Philadelphia. Gloria, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm calling to give somebody encouragement.
Okay, go for it.
Be very brief. Thought I was in a good marriage. Turned out that it wasn't, and it fell apart. And I just didn't know why. And sometimes God has to close the door. He probably tapped me on my shoulder. I didn't listen. He pushed me. I didn't listen. Then he practically almost punched me in my face. And then I listened. Mm. So sometimes you have to realize that sometimes the breakup is the blessing. And it allowed the door to close on that situation that unfortunately wasn't good and wasn't working, to open up the door to another situation that's really great. But I couldn't have seen the new situation had the old situation not ended.
All right, well Gloria, we appreciate
somebody.
That. Tell us a little more, though. I mean, what
okay,
happened?
Well, I was in a marriage. I thought it was great. My husband came home one day and said, I'm not in love with you. I'm in love with somebody else. Friend called me up and was like, have you been on Facebook? I'm like, no. He's like, you need to go on Facebook. I go on Facebook and I see the whole relationship in my face.
Wow.
But at that point, the relationship had ended. And God never wanted me to see that. Because had I seen that, I probably would have done something else that I had no business doing.
Or you would have tried to hold on when you would have probably tried to hold on instead of just knowing that, you know, your husband had made a decision already and he walked away from the marriage.
Right, he walked away. But because I didn't see what was on Facebook, and it would have caused me to alter my decision.
Mm.
I never retaliated, never went out of my character, never became mean and malicious, stayed fast with God, prayed, had other people pray for me, and then realized one day it was a blessing, went out, met somebody, and didn't know why, and was still kind of really leery, like, oh, mm-hmm. I don't know, I just got out of another situation, and it probably isn't a good idea. Just couldn't see that. We went out, kind of wasn't really that sure, and the person who I'm with now was always sure.
Okay.
Let me have my time, let me find myself, and when he felt that I was ready, called me back and was like, I still want to be with you.
And this is now your husband?
No.
Oh,
and
okay.
We're working on getting towards being married soon.
Okay. Well, Gloria, let me ask you this question. Is it a godly relationship? Are you waiting?
Yes, it is.
Are you intimately involved?
Huh?
Are you involved? Are you having sex outside of the marriage?
No.
Okay, great, great.
Every morning when he calls me on his way to work, we pray together. And it's just a really good situation. We can talk. We can be open. He was married. His relationship ended almost similar to the way mine did. So we have that common bond. So I was moved to, I'm actually on my way to a funeral now. So my best friend passed away.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Sorry to hear.
Thanks. And I was listening, and I just want to encourage somebody that sometimes you might not understand what God's plan is, and you might not understand how it will impact your life, but sometimes you just got to go with it.
Absolutely.
He sees beyond what you see. Just go with it. And don't fight what God has for you, because sometimes you'd be so surprised. Sometimes you've got to walk away to open up a door for something better.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes God closes a door so that you can go through the other one that you would never have. If the other option was still there. So thank you so much, Gloria. We appreciate it. Sorry about your loss, but we are so encouraged by.
No, I just have one more angel praying for me in heaven. That's all.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Gloria. We appreciate your call this morning.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
God bless. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're going to give you a number right now. Go ahead and jot down this number, give us a call. But if you're driving, we encourage you to pull over and don't call us while you're driving.
Please don't.
But we do want to hear from you. And this is what we're talking about, encouragement. So whether you need encouragement or you want to give encouragement, go ahead and give us a call.
The number is 855-454-5905.
And I want to go to a question that was posted here online. The person would like to be anonymous, but they say, how long is long enough to wait before getting engaged and married? Also, what is too long to wait for those to happen if you both are in love with God and each other and are doing the best to keep God first and following him, but find temptation and the pressure coming from everywhere? Mm-hmm. All right, that's an excellent question. So basically, you're asking, how long is too long? Like, there's such a thing as too short, and mm-hmm. there's such a thing as too long. You know, the Bible actually talks about in Ecclesiastes that the righteous will avoid all extremes. You know, sometimes people rush into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea. You want to let God move in the situation and make it clear. Sometimes there are red flags. You're not going to see those things right away.
Right.
Time exposes those things. So don't rush into it. At the same time, what our listener just posted here, sometimes if you're waiting too long, now you're playing with fire. Because, come on, let's just be real. If you have an attraction and they have an attraction to you and you're striving to do what's right, and so what does Paul say? Paul says, okay, it's probably better not to marry, but if you're going to marry, it's so much better to marry than to burn with passion, meaning that there's such a thing as waiting too long. I know for my wife and I mean, we waited to be together. We were pure. We went to the altar not having fallen into sin. And we were. But I tell you this much, towards the end of our engagement period, we were engaged a little bit over a year. Mm-hmm. It was challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just made some decisions that we would not spend time alone. We would not park the car alone because we wanted to make sure we wouldn't mess up. But the longer it is, the harder it is. So especially the last few months of that engagement, we kept busy. Mm-hmm. We did things together with other friends. I mean, we really protected one another. I tell you, but I couldn't imagine having to wait another year or 2 years. And so those kind of engagements, those really long engagements, usually are people in the world who are already sleeping together. But if you're trying to be pure, you got to be honest. Look, this is too long. So I don't have an exact time frame. You got to know each other. But if you're already starting to really struggle as a distraction, then go ahead and get married. Mm-hmm. Do the right thing. And at the same time, that's not the reason to rush into it. So, you know, get a lot of advice. Get people who know you, who trust you. A lot of it also depends on how old you are. You know, if you're 18 years old and you're telling me that's a struggle, I'm like, yeah, wait. If you're in your mid-30s, if you're in your 40s and you meet someone and you're sure, then you shouldn't be waiting years after years. You know, you should know by now what you want and what you don't want. So I've had even couples in their 60s trying to figure out, should we get married? I'm like, come on, you're 60. You should know by now. You know, get to know each other. But don't wait. Don't have a long engagement period. So hopefully that answers your question. Again, you can give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to encourage you. But we also want to hear some encouragement coming from you as
well. Absolutely. And the number is 855-454-5905. Sorry about that. 855-454-5905. Going back to the phones, we have Donald on the line from Charlotte. Donald, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
We're blessed. We're having a great time. Donald, I believe you're calling in from Charlotte, and so you're listening. What do you have to say this morning about encouragement?
Well, I was listening. I was on my way to pick my wife up and not knew that she had called.
Oh, okay.
Amanda's husband. And I told her, when I got over here to pick her up from work, I told her, I said, well, just call and encourage the man of God. I said, because God has gave him a lot of wisdom. I said, because practically every, you know, Saturday we listen at the program when we're not ripping and running.
Okay.
I told her, I said, you know, he got a lot of wisdom. I said, and a lot of knowledge. I said, and I got to encourage him to keep on doing what he's doing.
Well, thank you. Well, Donald, share with us a little bit. Your wife did call, and she mentioned that you went through breast cancer, which we know it's not very common for men, but it does happen more often than we realize. But the issue with that, and what your wife was so amazed and inspired by, is that she had a hard time with it, and you were encouraging her throughout the process. I mean, you know, tell us a little bit about that and what was going through your mind and heart as you were fighting cancer.
Well, what was going through my mind is this, by me being in the Word of God and trusting what God can do You know, and I know and understand that God don't make no mistakes.
Mm.
And I know when we go through something, the flesh has a tendency to rise up. And I told her, I said, you know, I said, if God is ready for me, he's going to take me. If he's not ready for me, he's going to see me through this all the way. And it's just the point of encouraging her to get her lifted up and keeping her mind focused on what she has to do, because she was a caretaker. And this is twice I've been through cancer.
Wow.
And I'm a two-time cancer survivor.
Wow.
I truly thank God for that woman of God, because she listened. And she said, well, you know, I thank you for encouraging me. And that what got me from one day to the next. And it was just uplifting. If you really love her like you say you love her, you just uplift the woman that you with.
That's awesome.
Keep on going. And that's what we had to do in my family.
Donald, you're absolutely an inspiration. But it does take two. And one thing I want to say, I know several people, including yourself, are calling to encourage us. You know, it is also encouraging to accept the encouragement. So, like, for example, here you are going through a hard time and you try to encourage your wife, but if she would have refused it and not allowed herself to be encouraging, in reality, that would have discouraged you. So someone accepting the encouragement from you becomes an encouragement. And so I want to, that's why the Bible says encourage one another. It doesn't mean you have to kind of like, all right, well, let me encourage you. It's like, look, just by you taking this, I mean, you're fighting through this. You're a two-time cancer survivor, and you're an inspiration to so many. And knowing that your wife allowed you to encourage her during the rough times made you both better. So, Donald, thank you so much. We really do appreciate your call this morning.
And thank you.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you,
Donald.
Take care. Let's go to Tanika, I believe. Tanika?
Yeah, okay, Tanika. Yes, Tanika.
Calling in from Charlotte. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
I am doing just absolutely great. I think I'm on the other end of the spectrum this morning. I actually need encouragement.
That's
but
okay.
I can help everyone on the phone by encouraging them to saying that God is good and he is always yet worthy to be praised no matter what the situation is. I just wanted to call in this morning. I'm feeling a little bit down about my marital situation. I've been married for about 14 years now. Me and my husband, we have not lived under the same roof for around 3.5 years now. And I'm just really at the place, I just really don't know what to do. We've been to 4 different counselors, and I feel like I'm doing everything I should do as a wife, as far as trying to pull the family back together, but I just don't feel like I'm getting the help from the other end.
Tanika, first, let's go back for a minute.
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that you're going through this, but what led to your separation, and you know, like, why are you separated?
Because he asked me to leave, and so I got me and the children to leave. He said that he felt there was a issue of respect, that the level of respect that I needed for him, he felt wasn't there.
Okay, so
he felt
disrespected.
Went through some issues, and eventually it came down to him asking me to leave over a period of a year, and then one day everything just kind of went mayhem, and we left.
Okay, so he asked you to leave because he felt disrespected. And
right.
That's
the answer that I've gotten.
Is there someone else in the picture?
Years.
Is he with someone else?
No, he's not. He's not with anyone else. I'm not with anyone else.
Okay. And after 3.5 years, you haven't been able to reconcile your differences? I mean, do you feel like you've repented and you've worked on whatever he needed you to do to feel respected?
I feel like I have, but I don't ever feel like I can reach his expectation because he says, I need this from you.
Well, give me one example. Give me one example of something he's asking of you.
Like, let's just say just everyday general stuff. He may have said, okay, well, I need you to make sure the children read Bible verses every day. I need to make sure, you know, you try to cook 3 times a week. And a lot of stuff that he asks of me is very hard to do at the moment because we don't live under the same roof.
Okay. Tanika, hold on 1 second. I want to continue on this conversation. I have something really important and very interesting that I believe is going to help. and especially as you're really looking for that encouragement. So, Tanika, don't go anywhere. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And anyone else you're listening, don't go anywhere. Tiffany is going to give you a number. Go ahead and call during this break so we can have a conversation.
Yes, we'd love for you to be a part of our conversation about marriage encouragement. If you need encouragement or if you'd like to offer up some, please give us a call at 855-454-5905. Marriage Beyond the Vows will return after this.